Hi, I'm John Landau, producer of Avatar: The Way of Water. Sigourney, tell us a little bit about playing a teenager and what you were able to bring to that role.
I remember Jim saying to me, you're really only 14 the way you act most of the time, so you can do this. I think a lot of us remember that age in a very vivid way where you don't feel you can fit in. We talked originally about just this girl who was more at home in the forest, more at home with the plants than with people.
I come from a family of matriarchs mostly, so tapping into that was very rewarding for me. Now that I'm a mother, becoming Neytiri was really inward journey for me that I've been able to benefit still to this day.
Steven, you're coming back in this movie. Tell us about that a little bit.
I know you're all asking yourselves the same question. Why so blue?
To take a character who represents the most kind of antiquated and limited point of view of a planet, which is Quaritch in the original Avatar, and by placing him within the context of a Na'vi body, it advances Quaritch's own point of view. He is brain-locked on mission, always has been. That's not the case anymore. There are worms of doubt. The planet is really, really working on him.
It's fantastic to see that everything we worked on so hard, this is what it gives the audience.